Is your website getting as much usage as an abandoned barn? It's not the clicks that make the hits. Welcome to the Barf Bag, CyberBarf.com's podcast on the internet. Let's examine the net way of life. When you put up your first website, we know how nervous and excited you were about having other people see your published work, whether it be words, opinions, essays, poetry, or artwork. You were interested in how many people would be viewing your pages. So in the early days, you kept a vigil, looking at your web counter on a daily, hourly, minute-by-minute basis. You got excited when the trend line went up. You got sad when the trend line went down. But one has to re-examine why you did it in the first place. Why did you put yourself out there on the web, sharing something with strangers? Self-publishing is one of the great, unchecked, and unbridled methods to get your expressions out to the general public. It takes some risk, but is not as risky as trying to get published through one of the media houses in New York City. The fear of rejection on the internet is very slight. Only a handful of individuals have made any real money on the internet. The internet for the average person is there as an entertainment mechanism, a means of expression, not a means of livelihood. If you have something to say, someone will find it. Word of mouth is the greatest advertising medium on the internet today. People will email other people, link, and bookmark to your site. So it's just not the raw hits that really should matter. It's keeping up your site, trying to improve it day in and day out. If you build it, they will come. You've been listening to the Cyber Barf Bag, presented by CyberBarf.com. What do you really think, Ralph?